Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Munkin' Fun Day. It's the 24th day of June, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and we got a cool down kind of happening. The wind shifted around from the south to the northeast, and it's we're getting down into the 60s the rest of the week, and yeah, it's better than winter, straight up winter, I guess. We're at a solar minimum, so this is going to be a cooler summer than we're used to in a nasty-ass winter, if everything goes according to plan. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Oregon Senate closes due to possible militia threat after Republican walkout. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Oregon Senate closes due to, quote, possible militia threat after Republican walkout. This is from Fox News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Oregon State Senate closed Saturday after a possible militia threat from a right-wing group amid a broader drama over a walkout by Republican lawmakers over looming climate change legislation. Ooh, really? Right-wing groups posted their support for the 12 rebel, ooh, they're rebels, are they? Rebel Republicans, RRs, we could call them, on Friday, including one group, the Oregon 3%ers. Oh, so 3%ers out there again. You notice how they, you know, they go and they fuck everybody over. These Tory militias, and then next thing you know, there they are in the news, and they're the rebels walking out with the Republican rebels. Hey, tell me this, 3%ers, and you rebel Republicans, where the fuck were you when they were putting those red flag laws in to attack our second article, which belongs to every American national equally? Where were you? Why were you walking out then? Oh, wait a minute, this climate change legislation, that's going to affect industry. You know, the climate change legislation is bullshit, along with the cap and trade, because it was all created after 1869. It's all a fucking fraud. It's an easily proven fraud. But this just shows to go you who these 3%ers and these oath keepers are. They are the industries. They're industries. Blackwater USA. How about that? And any real militias that, I mean, you take Bunkerville. Those son of a bitches showed up down there. They stole shit from the militias. They stole, when they thought there was a drone, they ran back to the fucking casino. And then up in Burns, man, half of them, they admit they're all ex-FBI, ex-fucking military, ex-police, ex-ATF. I think they ought to take that X off of there. They're the ones that the communists put out when they used the fact that the Bill of Rights had been, with the removal of the common law courts, been made null and void to allow the communism to come into this country. Now they want them pushed out so they can go back to being our fucking masters instead of the goddamn communists. They're that other group. Go ahead.
3%ers, 6%ers, 9%ers, for crying out loud, Henry. I mean, how many fucking groups are there anyway? It's ridiculous.
Oh, well, these are the two main, these are the ones that, it's like us, we're talking about the fucking Bill of Rights, the supreme law of this fucking land, and you're not going to see From the Trenches nowhere. Like these Oath Keepers, I mean, they were in fucking Bunkerville, they stole night vision, and I mean, we were there, we were reporting. Had somebody down there. And then and then what happened up in Burns with, Lavoy Finnegan getting fucking murdered and that whole debacle up there, that whole planned, organized debacle up there. And who was involved? Oh, Oof Keepers and 3%ers, that's the militia of the country. No, it fucking ain't. That's the, old guards fucking Blackwater USA, period. We're all ex-Blackwater USA mercenaries working. See, these guys can come up with the money. They can go places. They can do things. Somebody puts up the fucking money. The true militia of this country, the uncontrolled militia, the body of the fucking people. You'll never hear about us. We can't travel to nowhere to have rallies and all this crazy fucking horse shit. We're working from dusk till dawn to keep a roof over our heads. Keep some food in our bellies. But here they are, the 3%ers. 3% horse shit. They make 3% horse shit and the other 97% is dog shit. Right, white, right-wing groups. Yeah, they are. I mean, they actually are. They're Republicans, don't you know? And there's Republicans and Democrats and there's a difference. And it's this political thing. No, this is a fucking corporation. Okay? By definition, it's on paper. You can't deny it. On Friday, a spokesman for Senate President Peter Courtney told the Associated Press that the Oregon State Police recommended that the Capitol be closed tomorrow due to a possible militia threat. Here we go again. What are they going to show up and see how many fucking stupid asses will show up down there that really fucking are, that really mean it, that really, really would stop this shit so that they can get them in some trouble or something? Because then they'll come down there, maybe with a rifle over their arm or something over that, and then they'll leave and then everybody else gets fucking arrested. This is the same fucking game. How many times are they going to play this shit on us? They think they are the government. They're the government that the communists displaced. And they think they think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage. So fuck, we can just keep doing this over and over again. Yeah, they were all a bunch of FBI. Half of them were FBI agents over there in Burns. Yeah. This whole goddamn yeah. And then fucking a few months later, the 3%ers have stepped up and they're going to back these Republican lawmakers. In the first place, they're not Republican lawmakers. They're not lawmakers at all. They are corporate entities. In an unlawful corporation that is incorporated with the unlawful corporation known as the United States Corporation. Period. They're all a bunch of fucking criminals. And this is their Tory militia. This is the other half we have to fucking wipe out. I mean, let these son of a bitch and let Antifa and these 3%ers and these 1%ers just blow the fuck out of each other. And whatever's left, we walk in and clean it up. What they want back is Ronald Reagan days. They want it back to where they were in control, where they were the oppressor, where they were the fucking master and we were the subjects. But you got these international communists and they got a lot of goddamn money. They got a lot of goddamn power and there was nothing to stop them from infiltrating the United States once the fucking common law courts were removed. So now you got these rebels, rebel Republicans. And they're going to walk out over this fucking climate change legislation. Like I said, where the fuck were you when they were putting in gun confiscation laws? Were you walking out then? Oh, why? Wait a minute. That was just I'll tell you, people. It's just like, you know, finding out that, shit. What's his name? Give me a second here. Cooper. Bill Cooper. You know, he said that the public shouldn't be armed either. The time I've spent doing this, that fucking, 35 fucking years I've spent doing this. Every fucking organization that was out there that was organized that anybody knew about, it's because they had corporate fucking backing. The corporations were taking care of themselves, and these are the same people who fucking did it to us back in 1869, declared us their fucking subjects. And they were having a good rule of it, and they were implementing more of their draconian fucking totalitarian tyranny on us. To the point that we're, like the fucking local courts and shit, the way they run, in your town they run just like they do in my towns. Where they run you through there, you know, fucking, you don't even talk to a judge or anything. You come, we wrote you down a thing, you give us some money. We wrote it down on a piece of paper, you give us some fucking money. And all this shit is. They're just writing this shit down on a piece of, paper. But you know what we said when they did it with the fucking red flag laws? Write it down on a piece of fucking paper. But all of you write your names and sign it. Sign your name down on there proudly. And then come to fucking enforce it. And bring your fucking goddamn foreign fucking troops. And we'll blow their asses away. And the main target is shoot the suit. The dirty son of a bitch that is in an act of treason signed their name to such a document. It's easy. It's not rocket science. Okay, Oregon State Police in a statement said it has been, quote, monitoring information throughout the day that indicates the safety of legislature staff and citizen visitors could be compromised if certain threatened behaviors were realized. Well, there come the three percenters again. What are they going to do? They're going to bring their guns and show their guns off, and half of them are active FBI to see what dumbass will show up down there with them. Over fucking climate change, when you fucking didn't do a thing when they were putting in gun confiscation fucking bullshit. Like I said, the true fucking patriot, the uncontrolled mass fucking of the militia, the true fucking militia, you and me, just as people. That's what they fucking fear. And see, they try to use that. They throw that militia thing in there to try to fucking, you know, act like they got some kind of fucking power. They're just a small part. I don't believe there's 25% left after what fucking Trump's done. I believe they're down to 18 to 20%. But they got to, you know, when they want to fucking act like they're tough or something, militia, just say that word, militia. Because when they were the fucking cops that were out there fucking with the people who were militia, they knew who they were scared of. And they knew who those legislators were scared of. But they're not scared of you, 3%er.
Some of these guys were out there in that national wildlife reserve, Henry, with Bundy.
Of course they were. Well, yeah, of course they were. They were in Burns. They were out at Maller. They're the ones that came out there and ratted out the rest. The whole idea there was, you know, just like Bunkerville, you know, they talk about the 1%ers were there too, you know. I mean, the 3%ers and the Oath Keepers. They were running the fucking show. But when it came down to fucking danger, they fucking ran to the goddamn casino hotels they had rented with the money that stupid asses send them like they send it to the NRA. There were 500 fucking men that showed up down there that weren't fucking around. And they ran the fucking BLM clear out. And that's why you had Mueller, so they could take him out there in open fire. I mean, a goddamn, go out there sometimes, if you're around there, drive out there and look at it. Tell me that ain't a slaughter zone. That's so they could come in and slaughter anybody with any balls.
Yeah, I've been out there quite a bit, actually. I drive by there all the time. I mean, I'm on the main highway, but all I got to do is look out there. There ain't shit there, man. It's nothing.
Yeah, exactly, man. They come in with fucking helicopters with machine guns on them, and it'd be a real simple thing to get rid of those fucking people. See, in Bunkerville, they were up in the hills and shit, man. They had cover. out there. That was, I mean, that never, you know, they, as soon as I heard it, I go, fuck, they just want those 500, the 500 with balls that aren't associated with these son of a bitches that just came out there because they were men and back and ran the fucking BLM out. They want them out there so they can kill them. And I still believe to this day that is exactly what that whole operation was about that started over here in Galice. Because it's so obvious, it's obvious as a nose on your face staring in a mirror. Oh, I mean, but here they are again. I mean, send them some fucking money. While you're at it, send the NRA some money. Send all of these phony fuckers some money. Remember that every one of these son of a bitches they are ex-military. They are ex-police. They are ex-FBI, ex-ATF, they say. But they're oath keepers. I mean, like the ones calling themselves oath keepers. Every one of them has violated that Bill of Rights to the point of earning a fucking rope. But we're oath keepers. We're keeping our oath to who? Your oath to your fucking corporate masters? You know, the farming industry? The fucking ranching industry, the mining and logging industries, is that's who you're talking about, the oath you keep? Your oath to the fucking lodge, is that what you're talking about? The oath you're keeping? The three percenters, huh? I want to see one of you fight someday. I want to see you do any goddamn thing, except show up and fuck everything up. The dramatic scenes came after the Republicans had not only skipped the legislature, but some had even left the state as part of an effort to deny Democrats the votes to take up the bill to reduce fossil fuel emissions by 2050. Democracy, this is all part of that Agenda 21, which is foreign fucking legislative law that has nothing to do with this. Only it does. Only it does, people. How could it? How could it possibly have anything to do with this? Law not legislated by the Congress, and then affirmed by the Senate, and then signed by the President. How could it? Oh, you'd have to be an international corporation for these international fucking policies to apply to you, wouldn't you? But they'll never fight it on that grounds, because they love that fucking 14th Amendment, industry does. Because it let the fucking Masonic lodges and the dirty churches decide who got everything and who got to be, you get to be the working class. What the fuck's the difference of that and straight up communism out of the Soviet Union? Tell me. They're the ones that got rid of the fucking, I mean, how do you change the Constitution without going through Article 5 of the original Constitution? How did the goddamn banks get in control of our fucking finances? How was the requirement removed that Congress allocate the money and that our Treasury mint the money out of fucking gold and silver and copper? Debt free. How did they change all that without going through Article 5? Well, it's called coup. It's called a coup. And they wrote it down in the 14th Amendment. You know, I mean, our true forefathers fought to, so they would not be subjugated by a king, because they would not be subjugated. They would not be a fucking slave. That's why they fought and died. And that's why, this whole thing was planned back then. I mean, they plan 100 years into the future and then 100 years from there. But you know, that Bill of Rights, boy, that son of a bitch was in the way, wasn't it?
Yeah, they never talk about the Bill of Rights, do they, Henry? I mean, these three percenters, they talk out of both sides of their face, man.
They
never once looked at the Bill of Rights.
No, they talk about, like, Ron Paul and the what the hell they call it, the Libertarian Party. That's what we need to know. Well, that's also corporation, too. That's a 501c3 corporation, just like the Republican is. It's like a fucking private goddamn, it's like the Masons. It's like a private fucking society. It's like up in Alaska. When the Alaskan delegates went for fucking Ron Paul, well, the head of the Republican committees, they stepped up and they're supposed to be going out and getting the voice of the people, the acquiescence of the people for the candidate that they're going, that's going to be their fucking supposedly for their party. But it is a private party, people. Because when the people said, we want this fella, the people who own this fucking secret society known as the Republican Party, the higher ups just said, well, no. The ruling elite said no. And they took the fucking delegates, they removed them and replaced them with ones for fucking Mitt Romney. Remember? Can you remember that? So this whole fucking, I'm sick of hearing these, you know, any fucking company that says militia and follows it with fucking Republican or Democrat or fucking progressive or any kind of these, any one of these fucking corporate parties is a fucking traitor. The militia was for one fucking thing, people. And that was to guard the people's fucking rights and the people's authority in this country as individual free sovereign nationals with the right to own allodial property that could never be touched by any government, especially the son of a bitchin' government that they allowed to be formed for the very purpose of protecting those rights. That was their charge. And now, like everything else, it's turned 180 degrees on its head. And I mean, they made a big deal out of this thing about the organ, you know, and these militia. They love to throw in that militia word when they want to get things stirred up. There is no fucking militia in this country except for the free people. The free individual sovereigns who know who they are and know what their rights are. There's your fucking militia. And there's fucking about fucking 40 million ready to go right now. People. The dramatic scenes after the Republicans had not only skipped the legislature, but some had even left the state as part of an effort to deny Democrats the vote to take up the bill to reduce fossil fuel emissions by 2050. Democrats hold an 18-12 majority, but they needed 20 present for a quorum. I mean, this is all horse shit. It affects me here sitting in my house, zero. It affects the people of Oregon, the individual sovereign nationals of Oregon. Zero. See, but they jump in, they fucking, and who, the legislators left town, left the fucking state to stop it for industry. And when industry fucking seems to be have a fucking problem, like the ranching industry with the Bundys, or the fucking ranch, this would be the ranching industry, all the industry, when industry has a problem, who shows up? Now that we got a militia now. They call 3% of militias. You know you're not. Excuse me. You're fucking Tories. You want the power back. You want to be my master instead of the communist that is my master now. You're all going to fucking die. You make up 18% of the population. You fucking know it. We will wipe your fucking asses out, and there is not going to be any mercy. It will be justice tempered with revenge is what you're fixing to get. Republicans and anti-government groups, what government are you talking about there, son of a bitch? You mean the corporate United States? The U.S. corporation? And the sub-corporations of the states? And then the sub-corporations of the counties, which are all incorporated in as districts? Is that what you're talking about, you fucking treasonous bastard? The Democrats had upped the ante this week, but with Governor Kate Brown, the fucking lesbian, and I'll tell you, she was voted in. The vote in Oregon is 155,000% fucking fraud. Provable. Easily provable fraud. It's like everything else. We can sit here all day long and we know what the truth is. And it's documented fucking truth. That's why the internet had to be turned over to those goddamn red communists over there in China. That's what you do if you want a free press in your country, if you want a free open debate. You turn your fucking, you finally get some way for the people to all talk to one another at once, or as many as want to talk to each other at once, and you hand it over to the red Chinese. Communists, you fucking dirty, rotten, fucking international communists. So it's the dirty fucking rotten communists versus the fucking good old boy fucking Fabian socialist motherfuckers that have stole everything from us from the get-go. Industry, they call themselves. I'm a capitalist. A flaming fucking capitalist. You're a flaming fucking traitor is what you are. Capitalism is fucking usury. It is fucking, it's what vultures do. You're the lowest fucking form of life to ever slime across this earth, and the only thing lower than you is the fucking communist that's just a tiny bit lower than you. Because you both want the same thing. You want to own human beings. You want everybody else to fucking work so you can fucking live in fucking luxury to the point that you live in luxury to the extreme that nothing excites you anymore. There's nothing that can give you a jolt. And then you start wanting to own people. And then, if I could just hurt somebody if I want to. Or I could hire a whole fucking, that standing army's here, people. That standing army that was never supposed to, I mean, fucking, don't even listen to Cop Posse Comitas. Excuse me. Look on your fucking streets. If that son of a bitch jumps out of the back of that black vehicle, he might have police rode across the back of his pack, but he's in full military gear with a military fucking armed as a military soldier. That's a fucking soldier. That's a Blackwater fucking private fucking soldier. And they are a standing army in this goddamn country. This is why they said no standing army. This is why they said you'll wake up homeless on the continent that your forefathers conquered. Because these dirty rat motherfuckers, they know no bounds. They have no conscience.
They're hired killers, man.
That's exactly what they are. Hired fucking killers. But the hard part for them, you see, people, is we so grossly outnumber them. And we are so fucking heavily armed. They know this isn't going to be a fucking Sunday school outing. They know that straight up, that if we just right now walked out our door, we'd blow the fuck out of them, blow them out of here and fucking, if everybody was of one mind. But that was the stickler with the Bill of Rights. It was about being an individual. But you had to be a, by God, individual. Each man was expected to fucking, and woman, was expected to defend their rights on the fucking spot. Every fucking time. If we'd have done that, And not become, let them take control of our fucking property. You work hard and you send us your money and we'll spend it for you the best way possible. Mommy and daddy. Really? We'll spend it on building a fucking corporate army to fucking make slaves out of you. We'll write the 14th Amendment and put it on paper that we grant you privileges and immunities. Is that right? How can you're not my servant anymore? How in the hell did that happen? Ninth article says it couldn't. The ninth article is the people's law. So all it really takes is every individual in this country that is an American national who knows who they are, who knows what has been done to them, enforce that son of a bitch on the spot if it costs you your fucking life and the life. I mean, fuck it. That's what it's about. You gotta fight for it. It was won at the barrel of a gun, okay? And then instead of it being handed over to the people, the regular folks who stood up to the goddamn, think about them people standing on Lexington Green as the fucking regiment comes marching up to them. There wasn't nobody fucking ordering them out there. They were free fucking men. They said, fuck you. You might kill me, but I'll never be your goddamn, you'll never own me, you motherfucker, or anything I own. And a lot of them died. And then at Concord again. But then the people started coming out of their fucking houses, the rest of the militia that they don't want to talk about, the regular fucking people. Every goddamn one of us is militia. Every goddamn one of us is responsible for fucking enforcing the law in that fucking Bill of Rights. And they did. And then when they've chased them clear back to Boston, shot the fuck out of them, surrounded Boston, blasted them out of fucking Boston. A year later, here come the same fucking aristocrats who were the king's men in the fucking colonies. I think we're going to have a revolution. We're going to write this down on a piece of paper while with the fucking people, the people on their own. As an uprising had been fighting for fucking what? A fucking year? A year? Over a year. They'd been killing the fucking redcoats. And then finally, we had to have the fucking elite. We had to have the people, somebody with substance. The people that would beat the shit out of the fucking, British in Boston and fucking beat the shit out of them in Concord and was beating the shit out of them out on the frontiers. Oh no, we gotta give nowhere. No, we got, that don't mean nothing. Just like anything else that we see this shit that we do here on this program pushed up from the bottom. But you're never going to hear our names. It'll be milk toast by the time it gets up to the upper levels, a milk toast version. But when an elitist says it, well, then it's real. I'll tell you what, it was fucking real for those goddamn British soldiers at fucking after Concord. It was so fucking real that it was real as life and death, because they were getting their asses shot off. People coming out of their fucking houses, they just shot the fuck out of them all the way back to Boston. Then they, the people, not no goddamn government telling them to do it, all on their fucking own. They surrounded Boston and started hammering it with cannon. And they ran the fucking British out. But they're still, well, we were still all British citizens then, according to the ones who ended up being the fucking heroes and the ones that we were supposed to grew up being taught to worship, like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and the crew. The elitists of their time. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
as we taxi down the runway, I could hear the people shout. They said, don't come back here, Yankee. But if I ever do, I'll bring more money, 'cause all she wants to do is dance and make romance. No mind the heat coming off the street. She wants to party, she wants to get down. All she wants to do is, all she wants to do is dance and make romance. All she wants to do is dance.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Don Henley with me. All she wants to do is dance. It always makes me think of, you know, the CIA, I think it was down in Colombia, you know, the coke parties and all this shit. This fucking mafia, this world mafia. It's so blatant and in your face, it makes you want to fucking puke. And then the only idea of militia is these goddamn corporate fucking financed, their own fucking little Blackwater. They were the Blackwater of their time until the fucking communists kicked them out. And now they want to use the bulk because they know where the power in this country is. The power is we the people. That's why this country can't be whooped.
They're just modern-day German Hessians, Henry, the same Hessians that fought the British, you know, for the British with the Continental Army. I mean, you know, the British didn't have any balls, so they had the higher strength, and that's all these Blackwater assholes are, same goddamn thing.
No, Mark, they're Tories because they are Americans. There are Americans that are fucking, they went along with it because it gave them fucking, it gave them an unrealistic fucking advantage over their fucking brother. There was no even playing field. You got what you got by sucking ass, not by being smart or being having initiative and building things. You did it by sucking ass, brown nosing. And these are the brown noser enforcers of the old guard who wants back in. And Trump was supposed to let him back in, but he's an international communist. Because in the end, that New World Order, they mean that. When that fucking Bush 1 stood up there and goes, what I'm talking about here is a New World Order. He fucking meant it. They've meant it all along. And when you used to talk about the New World Order, oh, put your tin foil hat on. Well, them son of a bitches are almost in your fucking yard now. What do you think? Anyway, to finish this off here. It is absolutely unacceptable that the Senate Republicans would turn their backs on their constituents who they are honor bound. Like they know the fucking word honor does not enter in their vocabulary. I don't know how it passes past their lips to represent here in this building. She said in a statement, according to Coin 5, they need to return and do the jobs they were elected to do. They weren't elected. They were selected. It's a corporation. It's not a republic. Look it up. It's written and documented. You're a fucking subject slave to that corporation that fucking removed the republic through an act of treason. They are trying to remove the only obstacle in their way of a one world order, and that is the Bill of Rights for and by the people of the United States of these Americas. Let's go on to something else here. There's no end to it. Greenhouse, I mean, they're talking about greenhouse emissions and stuff like that's fucking means, you know, to the bulk of the people that is fucking meaningless. They'll walk out, they'll go hide in another state to protect industry, and who comes to run and that's it too, you know, this fucking 3% of these oath keepers, they are such a pissant little small number of motherfuckers. It is so pathetic. But when they say militia, When you say militia, you're talking about the bulk of the fucking people in this country. You're talking about 40 million motherfucking men that are heavily fucking armed that'll rip these motherfuckers all to pieces, and they know it. That's why they throw it in there. We're the 3%ers. You know, it was 3% of the population that allegedly that rose up against the King of England. That's why they call themselves the 3%ers. Ex-FBI and present FBI, evidently, according to what went on down there over there in Mueller. Present ATF, infiltrators, working with the enemy, Tories. Trump delays planned ICE raids to see if Congress can solve border crisis. Oh, I mean, they play this game. They give this. It's like a fucking watching a soap opera every day. It's the same fucking lying ass bullshit as we're being fucking invaded.
It just gives Fox News fodder, Henry. All that bullshit. It just keeps Fox News alive.
This is coming out of the think tanks, Mark. This is, I mean, they don't know what to do. They do really do, because you know they send them more ships over into the Persian Gulf. They went and just had all these fucking meetings, you know, the Queen of England and the Prime Minister of Poland, and they're trying to get all this shit together. They fully fucking intend to fucking attack.
Yeah, well, they don't know what to do because all these people, you know, these people are all Jewish fucking billionaires that have illegals inside their house making their beds and washing their toilets. I mean, how can that? Of course they don't know what to do. I mean, you know, they're all a bunch of, all these people are being hired by all these fucking Jew billionaires.
Well, what it is that Netanyahu is saying, we're behind schedule here, boys. Boys. Goes over and that's talking to Putin. That's talking to that pissant fucking Trump. That's talking to the fucking world, international communist world union. The new world order. We're behind schedule. That's why there's, I mean, he came up, I seen him come up the other day, I swear to God, people. He came up and we were gonna attack him for them shooting down our drone over there, that was coming over their fucking airspace. And it was in their airspace and the son of a bitches knew it. See, we gotta attack Iran. Cause you cannot get the Middle East without getting Iran. They already got fucking Iraq. And Syria's only thing stopping them right now is the fucking Soviet Union, and it ain't because that they're all enemies, it's because they're negotiating contracts, okay? Who's gonna get what? Who's gonna get what bunch of slaves and everything they fucking own? This goddamn earth does not belong to just a few fucking people. I'm sorry. The sick son of a bitches, I mean, here, like I said here, delays planned ICE raids. That's why I was going to tell you. He comes up and goes, my advisors tell me this would cost 154 lives, and it just ain't worth it over a drone. No, you didn't do it, you son of a bitch, because the people out here are telling you, fuck you. You go ahead and do it. You're going to have an uprising in this country. You're going to have a two-front war, and one of them's going to be behind your fucking back, you motherfuckers. We'll send you out there to them. We'll send you to these fucking places, and you can show what big balls you got. To tell us you're going to take our guns. To tell us that you're going to subjugate us. President Trump announced Saturday that he planned mass roundups of illegal immigrants by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And I've heard him talking about this on the fucking stupid box. And they're talking about, you know, they've got, you know how many they've deported? Fucking none. Not even the MS-13 gang members, because they want them here. To terrorize us. Just like the British used the Indians to terrorize the American colonists and the fucking colonies along the frontier. That's what they're here for, and to put badges on them. So they're just yelling at you in fucking some other language as they charge your house to try to take your fucking weapons away from you. Mow them down. But always remember, always fucking remember, shoot the suit. The fucking cocksuckers that did this to us. These other fucking mongrels, they will run. When the fucking people let loose on them, they will fucking run. That's like they've ran every fucking time we've went after them. And this time we'll take fucking Mexico. We'll go down. We'll take all of fucking South America. And we'll fucking enslave your fucking asses for 100 years. So you get it through your fucking head that what belongs to us belongs to us. And that fucking line is real. Don't cross it. Hmm. immigrants by Immigration and Customs Enforcement is being delayed for 2 weeks in hope that a bipartisan solution. See, they've been trying to fucking get these goddamn son of a bitches in here for fucking 20 fucking years. This and that, and every administration we're going to build up security. They're already supposed to build a fence all the way down the border. You do realize we paid $40 billion for a fence that never materialized. Wonder where that money went, oi. But no, we're going to give them another 2 weeks here. I'm going to go on with this. At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process, deportation, for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border, he tweeted. If not, deportation starts, he added. So if they do work out something, all this 100 million motherfuckers that are here, they're going to stay? Is that what you're telling me, you son of a bitch?
Well, yeah, but they've all got, they're all working, Henry. All these fucking wetbacks have all got jobs. If they all left tomorrow, this great big huge great economy that we're supposedly have right now, the stock market that's doing so great, would just fall, it would be flushed right down the toilet. They can't deport them, man. The whole goddamn economy depends on them.
We, the people, don't need them. We, the people, do not need this international economy in our country. We, the people of the little United, big ass states of these Americas, have everything we need right here within our own fucking borders. And they fucking know it. That's what started the fucking, this move towards the New World Order, was entering into this, the World Trade Union and all this shit, you know, going beyond our borders with allowing authorities that could come into our country and fuck with our people that weren't created by our Congress and was not created by our Senate because we didn't have one. We had been incorporated.
Right, there wouldn't be so many billionaires, Henry, if they were just let the American national have a job. We'd get rid of about 95% of the goddamn billionaires. Everybody would be happy, but no, they don't want to do that. They want those goddamn illegals in there so everybody can have, you know, a private yacht and a private jet, you know.
So a handful can, Mark. So a handful can live like fucking gods. But they can, see, we're the only people in this goddamn world. It's always been, the rest of it's socialism. There's not another America where they have a Bill of Rights. They used to have the Magna Carta over there in England, but they got rid of that son of a bitch, didn't they? And that's what they think they're going to do to our Bill of Rights. That's the only way they can declare subjugation of the fucking American nationals, is by getting rid of the Bill of Rights. Otherwise, the Bill of Rights says, we are in charge. You are our bitches. You have committed treason and you shall hang. That's what that law says.
There's thousands of billionaires, Henry, in the United States. I mean, American fucking American trader billionaires right now in the United States. There's like 10,000. There's thousands in China. I mean, you know, it's
there's 7
ridiculous.
Billion people on this planet, Mark. 10,000 isn't even noticeable.
I understand, but, you know, like, you got one guy with 70 fucking billion dollars. I mean, you know, I mean, what the hell? You know, I mean, that's like half the fucking United States, you know, right there.
Those are just digits in a computer, and it was all created through fraud. It's meaningless. What it comes down to here is, am I a subject or am I a free man? If I'm a free man, everything that come after that 14th Amendment is null and void. They don't own shit. They can have their digits in the computer. What are they going to do with them? But what we want back is our fucking gold. We want back everything that has been taken that is a tangible, real fucking wealth resource. Because that's the only real wealth there is in this world. And I mean,
yeah,
you can type up fucking. Go ahead.
That gold isn't worth shit anymore, Henry, because it's been fucking leaned against so hard that everyone says buy gold. Why the fuck would you want to buy gold? It's worthless already. I mean, you know.
No, Mark. No. Gold is not worthless. And all those liens are fraud. All the liens are fraud. You see, to start a bank in this goddamn country, you're supposed to put up like $1 million in gold. You had to have something that you were actually going to lend it out that was fucking tangible. That's why it had to be minted in fucking precious metals. Because you could take that coin in your hand if it was gold, and I know you'd go around anywhere in the goddamn world, and that was money. That was fucking, that was wealth that you could exchange for goods anywhere in the world. And it was debt-free because it was gold. It wasn't something they just typed into a computer. Type a 10 in the computer and keep adding zeros as many as you want. That doesn't make it fucking wealth.
Well, that's how Donald Trump lives. He borrows money from that fuck. I can't remember the name of that bank right now. You know what it is over
Deutsche.
There in Europe.
Deutsche.
Yeah, I mean the son of a bitch gets $400 million, and he doesn't own a goddamn thing. Now, how the fuck does that happen? That's how he lives. That's how his whole family lives off that money. It's just borrowed money. He doesn't own shit.
Dude, it's all a carny game. It's like going to the carnival. It is all a con and a con. Everything after 1869, according to our law, is illegitimate. I don't care. They can say he borrowed these numbers here and these numbers here, and they're going to transfer these numbers to these guys here to do this, transfer these numbers on the computer. It don't mean shit. You can wipe your ass with that fucking paper. Like I've said many times, you got $100 in your fucking pocket. And what you could buy with it today, you go down there and you just make a list of what you could buy with it today. Tomorrow, they can get up and make that list half. They can take half of that wealth, that non-wealth, they can put double debt on that fucking 100 in your pocket and it becomes 50. And that's what they've been doing. That's why we were to have minted fucking currency minted from precious metals. The precious metal, you can't change the worth of it. In 1835, you could go buy a brand new fucking suit with a fucking $20 gold piece, which is an ounce of gold. You could go in and you could buy you a brand new suit. You could buy you some brand new boots. You could buy you a brand new hat. And you could buy you a brand new pistol and a holster and a rifle. And you know what? With that fucking gold, with that same ounce of gold, right now today, you can do the same. All of their bullshit doesn't work when you're using a true, a currency of true value. A non-debt currency. A real fucking currency that's worth something.
Right, but I agree 100%, but all these billionaires have conned us, they haven't conned anybody really, but they're using the gold as leverage against all this paper zeros. And, you know,
No, brother. The gold has become irrelevant at this point. The fraud is so huge that these son of a bitches, a handful of son of a bitches claim that we owe them more than this planet is worth. Now, anybody with any kind of, a mildly retarded third grader ought to know better than that. There is no fucking way that the people of the earth could end up owing a handful of people who did nothing more than sign papers and write things on pieces of paper, and they ended up, we owe them the whole goddamn planet. It's impossible. They did not fucking even extract $1 worth of that wealth. It's all a con. It's all a fucking lie. And all the gold belongs to we, the people.
I agree 100%. What I want to know is how the fuck does Donald Trump go into that goddamn bank over there and walk out with $400 million?
He didn't.
I mean, you know.
He didn't, Mark. Somebody just typed it in a computer. It's not real.
Right.
None of it's real.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
Well, of course you can. You're not a member of the club. Go ahead, brother.
During Roman times, you could take an ounce of gold and buy a nice suit of clothes, some shoes, and a handcrafted belt. You take an ounce of gold right now and do the same thing.
You goddamn right, because it does not devalue. Because
it is. With that money in your pocket, they see how many percentages of 1 cent per day they can cut out on that one, buddy.
They then get up in the morning and decide what anything's worth. All they got to do is type it in the computer. It's all fraud. It's been a complete 110% fraud since 1869. When they started this it's international corporation, but define corporation, you know? It's a bunch of fucking thieves getting to get together to try to, that's why we had the Bill of Rights. So that any individual was equal to any 10,000 other individuals, even all of them put together. That's why we had to have it that way, so that they could not get together and pool their fucking thievery and pool their fucking murder and pool their fucking blackmail to create an illusion that, hey, man, we're in charge and we own everything. Did you guys know that? Well, that's why that due process of the law was put in that Bill of Rights, so that the wealth of this country could not be removed from the American national. They would have had to done it as it would have had to been individual lawsuits by them outside of the fiduciary, outside of the government. The government never had the authority to take what belonged to the fucking American nationals. Show me where it is. Show me how it doesn't violate the ninth article. Show me how it doesn't violate the fifth article. Show me how it doesn't violate the whole fucking Bill of Rights. That was when they let them take the gold in 1933. That was when they had already plugged in the 14th Amendment. That's when they went and they just fucking did it. When the government came and confiscated everybody's gold and from their private fucking, that was their gold. They owned it privately or locally. It belonged to them. And they wrote it down on a piece of paper, turn your gold over. Fuck you. That is not due process of the law. And at the same time, they made us fucking human property of the illegal, unlawful, treacherous fucking corporation that they fucking chartered. And they just chartered a corporation and declared that we were all a fucking property. But they didn't fucking just come out and do it. It was the thin edge. And see, this, it's like I talk about, you know, the spying and all this shit. It's entrenched. That 14th Amendment, that's what their excuse for this invasion and anchor babies. Everything goes straight to that 14th Amendment, which is fucking unlawful by the fucking true fucking law ratified by the people in this fucking land known as the Bill of Rights. It violates it. It is a violation. It's a crime. And everything they've taken, they have taken through crime. And we have the right to fucking prosecute them, to execute them. And to return our wealth, because it was taken by crime. You don't get to keep the goodies. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, don't look at none of this shit like he got money that he lent to him. There is the only real fucking wealth there is things you can touch. And gold. And gold is real. Silver's real. Copper's real. Trees are real. Wood is real. Wheel is that's real tangible wealth. Land.
I want to reach out. I want to touch that gold, man. I want to touch that silver. Where the fuck is it? I don't see it anywhere.
Well, that's what I'm telling. They've taken the gold and they've put it somewhere. They got it hid. Gold is clear. I mean, they have their little gold certificates and all this fucking horse shit. You can go buy a fucking ounce of gold. You go right down to any gold dealer in there was one in every town, every big town. You can buy an ounce of gold, sell an ounce of gold for the fucking spot price on the spot. You can do it right now. But the bottom line is they have removed it from this huge equation because there is not enough gold on this earth to fucking buy the earth. They had to go to something more. That's why they went to the oil dollar. So that they could, I mean, there's a lot more oil than there is gold. And then they just finally just went to digits in the computer. There ain't even fucking paper to wipe your ass on for most of it printed even. Or if there'd be more money out there and then it'd be worthless. If they even just printed up what they have in the computers. They fucking know it. That's why it comes down to the individual and individual's fucking ability to survive without fucking mommy state and daddy state taking their money and spending it to give them fucking subsistence, slave fodder. At any rate, guys, we're out of here. That is the word from the trenches.